it's virtually unanimous. We need and welcome the rain, but that doesn't mean there isn't a downside to the downpour. Sean Bothwell, policy director for the California Coastkeeper Alliance, explains why.
The roads, parking lots, any impervious surface had gone so long without being cleaned off by stormwater that there was a huge accumulation of those pollutants. So when it rains, pollutants come from everywhere as stormwater runs over those impervious surfaces.
The resulting runoff, he says, washes that concentration of bacteria, metals, oil, and trash into streams and rivers where flows are already far below normal, resulting in especially high levels of pollutants. In a presentation hosted by Sonoma County Conservation Action Thursday, Bothwell reported that municipal runoff through urban networks of storm drains accounts for the greatest share of this biggest single source of water pollution in California, with the rest coming from industrial and agricultural sources. In the Russian River watershed, vineyards generate most of that agricultural runoff in three ways.
Nutrient management, making sure that synthetic fertilizers aren't used because when they get discharged into the Russian River, they make nutrient issues more pronounced, resulting in toxic green algae blooms. Also, riparian encroachment. Vineyards that are building out to the very edge of the river are not only constraining the river, which leads to some flood risks and damages, but also allows sediment and fertilizers to more easily get into the waterway. And then finally, not having crop cover allows soils to be discharged as sediment into waterways, which can be really destructive.
Even without that influx, he adds, the Russian River faces daunting threats to its water quality.
As more climate change impacts occur, you're going to see problems like green algae blooms become even more pronounced. You're going to see the temperatures of the Russian River rise because we're not taking care of our riparian area and because of climate change, and that's going to lead to more impacts to fish.
Bothwell is also critical of the City of Santa Rosa's recently renewed stormwater discharge permit. He says the regulator should have required the city to at least take enforceable steps to curtail two common and easily addressed sources of runoff pollutants.
Pet waste enforcement, requiring you to pick up after your pet, has been a huge issue because of the nutrient problem in the Russian River. And the second issue is post-construction retention standards. And that's the idea of capturing your stormwater on your property so that it's not part of the stormwater system.
By now, the extended drought is gradually influencing water policy up and down the state, Bothwell says, with a new emphasis on recycling and other forms of reuse of this vital resource.
There's really been a change in thinking throughout California of treating stormwater as a resource. And by doing this, you don't only treat stormwater by capturing it and filtering it into the ground, but you also provide the local community with a source of water, a groundwater drinking supply, and it replenishes our aquifers. It's really an evolutionary way that we are starting to begin thinking about stormwater. And now the key is to remove those barriers in the way of doing more stormwater capture projects. I think everyone is on the same page that we need more of those type of projects, but how do we get them done and how do we remove those barriers is yet to be seen.
Expanding those efforts, along with capturing greater shares of excess stream flows during storms, he told the lunchtime gathering, could yield more water for Californians than all the desalination projects currently underway, and for less money and with fewer environmental impacts. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.